Blog Talk Radio.
Hey.
We're back. And we.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people.
Hi.
Hi.
Day 6. How was the whole weekend last weekend? Hi.
We've missed everybody. It's been 2 weeks.
We're back. I know. We couldn't get on. Sorry, guys. We couldn't get on last week because it wouldn't let us. The whole site was gone.
Yeah, the whole site was messy.
Yeah, it was gone. Like, and it was crazy. But anyway, we're here now. Okay. And so how are you guys doing? Good?
Doing good. Doing good.
What topic would you like to start with tonight on this show?
Well, Penguins on Parade.
Huh?
What?
Huh? I have no fucking clue what you're talking about. Who's on Parade?
What was that? Did you just quote a Rage in the Machine song?
I said Penguins on Parade.
Oh, I thought you'd like.
Yeah, I got it.
Well, there's a song by Rage in the Machine.
What's
the name? Something on Parade?
Bulls on Parade.
Bulls on Parade. That's one of my favorite.
Although, I don't know. I'll tell you what. Lately, some of the strangest things from way back just randomly pop into my freaking head. Like, what was it? It was raining earlier, but the sun was out, and Lisa said something. Yeah, that's when rainbows come through. And my brain suddenly started singing a song to the Reading Rainbow show.
Oh, no. Every time
I read a book, take a look, the Reading Rainbow.
Dude, every time I turn on the TV, the Teletubbies are on. Whenever I go and pull up an app behind the screen, the TV channel that they have on is the fucking Teletubbies. It will never go away. It's been since.
At least that's the
who were the Teletubbies in the first place? Inky, Blinky, Winky, and Nod? No, wait, those are the Pac-Man ghosts.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They were. Yeah. Hey, that'd be cool.
Tinky Winky, Dipsy, Lala, and Poe. The ones that I remember.
How the hell do I know
they're
that?
They're dancing on me in front of me. I'm like, oh, God, no.
Well, you know, Lisa, that way those Teletubbies make me feel, it's sort of the same way you were saying it the other day. I want to ask you, though, why does A&W Root Beer make you think of Abraham Lincoln?
Oh, my God, that fucking guy. I saw that. I saw that and thought of right away the freaking.
What?
How does the taste of A&W quantify into Abraham Lincoln?
I'm lost.
No, my God, that was a good movie.
They had
A&W
Root stands in Illinois. Maybe that's what it was.
Okay,
A&W Root Beer?
Reminded me of somebody scratching his beard. What did the A&W stand for in A&W Root Beer?
Oh, shit.
I don't fucking know.
See, this is just random because I don't know either. I'm hoping somebody does.
Hey, if you know the answer, give us a call at 347-202-0316. Call us now. And we have another trivia question in a little bit. Stand by.
Right. Oh. And you could always call in at 619-639-4606.
But my number's older than yours.
I know. Yours is on there, and this is in the studio. So we're good. All right? So I don't know. How was your – I'm so tired.
I can imagine.
Everything's cool, but we got so much rearranging to do and cabinets to – you know what I mean? So it's really good. It's really good.
I'm proud of you, Lisa. Yep. Good job.
And purple lights in the bathroom.
Yeah, it's great. They're attached. They're like I don't know. They have an app. You run the lights, and you could change the colors of the light bulbs. Yeah. It's cool as shit. I made the bathroom purple. Very nice. Yes. So you know, no. That's what I do when I'm exhausted, but I'm okay. You know, not since I missed theater. I'm sad.
Yeah, they were there.
Ticket prices. Fuck you, Stain. All right, because I've seen theater a million times. Dawn went to look at prices. They were like $200 for the nosebleeds. You're always in the front. And it never costed that much. So there was no way.
That's the greed of the Ticketmaster.
It's
places.
A ticket company's shit. You know what I mean? But thank God the MM Barbecue all for it because it's $25 a ticket. You know what I mean? See, the MM Barbecue is great because WMMR rocks. And that's seriously a shout-out to them.
Have they actually announced the lineup this year?
Yeah, I forget. It's a bunch of bands, including The Warning. I forget. There's Offspring. I forget. There's a bunch of them. Yeah, they're good. But I'm going to go anyway because I just go to see all the bands, you know?
Right.
And have the day. That day is great. You know what? They got food. You got all the DJs. They got the side stage. We're trying to see if it's great.
Are they this year? With rye bread?
I don't know, but I don't. You know, Mikey left that fucking rye bread there. I was so pissed.
No,
they gave away rye bread for no apparent reason whatsoever.
Because, I forget the story that they told about the rye bread dude. Yeah. He was trying to pay him to mow his yard with rye bread.
Well, that's kind of cool, man. Rye bread.
No, but that's it. But, paranormal.
Shit, you put a little corned beef and some sour cream or sauerkraut on that?
Do you got anything going on, paranormally speaking? Like, you know? Like, what do you think about... wait, let's just put this out there. What do you think about, like all these crazy fucking storms and shit?
Well, we got one coming right now.
Well,
they're coming over my head starting right now.
Here's
keep
a question.
Keep an eye out, Fabian, freely, for this fucking storm. I was watching the weather on channel, came across my feed.
Yeah.
Weather channel. And they were saying that this is a rare fucking set of storms that just went through wherever it came from with tornadoes and shit. So be careful, all right?
One person apparently knew about all this.
Right on, y'all.
Nostradamus had predicted this back in whatever that book was that he had written.
Oh, yeah, but not the year.
The fun trains.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did? Oh, well.
He predicted the year of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And there were three others that I'm waiting to see if anything comes of it. But one had something to do with the health of the king.
Okay.
Well, there is now a king in England, and he is not very healthy.
He is pretty sick.
He got cancer, and he's getting treated for it.
And there was another thing about an enemy in red was going to do something.
Okay, here comes the rockin' redcoats.
I'm thinking more China because of the red flag.
No, I'm not. I'm not at all. I'm going to tell you right now. As long as we keep America keeps funding war, giving military aid to people that are killing people, I don't want to talk shit about no other country. You know what I'm saying? That's it. We're told what they want us to hear. They're told what they want them to hear, and that's why we're all divided. Very
exactly. Exactly.
I think so.
Yeah, that's why I didn't talk about it, because my beliefs and everyone else.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, love is the only belief that we all share.
And, you know, it's no different, and it's no different than whenever we're all trying to discuss the paranormal, and then people have different and varying viewpoints on it, and they decide to get all... They all get militant about it, you know, like my theory's better than yours, or I've done more investigations. To me,
it's no different than
any other form of drama, but in a lot of ways, it's worse. People in the paranormal should focus on the paranormal discussion.
Exactly.
Yep, but what people should focus, no matter what it is, just love each other.
When you try to change people's minds,
You make them reject you even more.
I'll tell you something real quick.
That was a line from a video game that made sense to me.
Huh?
That was a line in a video game that really made sense, and it just came into my mind when you were saying that. It's like, that's what happens when you try to change things. Things change.
Right.
And that's what I was fixing to say. Thank you. You just actually cued me up.
Excuse me.
Here's the thing about me and church. Here's a lot of people that I grew up with, they were forced to go. I was not. In fact, I was raised a good part of my growing up by what we call today neo-pagans and Wiccan people.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went and looked for church myself, and I really thought it was cool. I dug the shit out of it, and I enjoyed it. And I enjoyed the story about Jesus and all that stuff. So it works that way, too. I mean, the most people that you'll ever encounter, when you try to force things on them, they're gonna reject it. Because when you're forcing shit down somebody's throat, not only do they find that unfavorable, but they probably won't be around you for very long. So it's important to let people draw their own conclusions and come to the table that includes paranormal, religion, whatever.
Yep, they got it too. But you got to, and I'm going to go with indigenous here, and I'm going to go with what I felt and my mom taught me, that everybody.
But I love God.
Everybody. I was like, my mom dressed like Jackie Onassis when we went to church. But she would dress like her, and you know, with the trust me, we were drugged to church. Anyway, so when I think about it, it's like when I look at that, it's like the same thing my parents taught me. You know, we're all one.
Yeah.
The planet, the sky, the earth, the God, no matter what you call it, we're all still one.
Right.
So that's right. So embrace whatever belief they have. Let them believe that. Let them believe that. It's just the way it should be, you know?
And I'm not in the business of trying to convince anybody of anything, including the paranormal. You come to the table and you draw your own conclusions. We brought a new person to our group last fall. And you know what? I wasn't holding my fingers behind my back, crossing my fingers, hoping that something would happen to impress him. It come upon him, and it happened upon him. And when he saw it, he looked at me. He said, "That's quite remarkable." And I said, "Yeah." And I didn't ask you to believe anything. He said, "No, you didn't." He said, "This is pretty cool." And now he's going to be a member forever, you know, because he came into the group with an open mind, and he'd never had the experience. And when he did, and he was like, "Wow, this is pretty cool." And I'm like, "Yeah." And it ain't like they're doing a show for us. This is just what it is on the other side, and this is what we're trying to find out and ask them questions. And do experiments, you know. That's what it's all about. Not all this drama garbage.
Oh, my God. If I want to address that drama garbage, okay, everybody knock the fuck off. This isn't fucking high school, okay?
Yeah.
Knock it off, man.
Jay-Z. Did you see where, you know how Jay-Z's solid, but he got affected the other night.
I know.
He got deeply affected, and actually both you and I went on there and explained how we felt about it, and it actually hurt.
Yeah.
It broke his heart a little bit, and I love Jay-Z.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
I know. But the point is that when you think about it, okay? Think about it. All people they're with the paranormal, nobody's fucking right. Nobody knows it all, okay?
That's
nobody
right.
has all the answers, okay?
Yeah.
Nope.
If you work together, maybe you find some.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah,
okay.
That's you have to be able to. Yeah, you've got to do like a TikTok collaboration, but in real life.
You know what happens there. Let me tell you what happens in this scenario. I've been around here and told you because you know, both of you know. If you start out everybody's friends, and next thing you know, people are talking shit about each other, right? Then they're dividing up, right? Then they go over there, and then they go over there, and all fighting between each other. The one who doesn't fight and the one who keeps going. Right? Is the one who's strong.
You know what? I noticed something. You and I actually, and I'm not going to go into details, but I noticed that you and I are still with somebody who just never said a damn thing and kept minding their own business.
I know.
And
I know that.
And she's pretty awesome, too. I mean, they're all awesome, but some people just need to check the sophomoric bullshit at the door.
Yeah, because it's stupid. I hated it in high school. I walked away from everybody I felt like that in high school. I'll do it here. I won't change. I'm not
changing. That's kind of why I'm different now than I was in high school.
Yep. Oh, did you see? I hated it. I couldn't stand drama as much as I can't stand it now.
No,
in high
I was
school.
A dickhead. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, well, you were a guy.
I hated drama.
Me and Annie were punk rockers.
I was a dickhead. I gravitated that like white on rice, man.
Yep.
I tried to avoid drama.
Nah.
Yeah, I just, I didn't
I
like
mean,
being
but
Annie,
when it,
you know.
When it was there and I couldn't get away from it, then I dealt with it. And
there you go.
Right.
It's like, you know, fuck, I don't get too shit what somebody else is saying.
Yep.
But
I mean,
I got a question just off the cuff. I'm just going to throw this out there because this is unscripted. We don't never
have a
script. Even when we have guests to come on, I want to give shout outs to Barry Taft and David Oman and Danny Roberge and all these wonderful people that we've had on the show over the years.
John Perkey.
I just want to thank them.
John
them Perkey. Again.
Hi, John
Perkey. Thank you. I meant to say John, too.
Yep.
John's great. His music is amazing, by the way.
I know. I know.
And maybe I can get his permission. I'll cue up.
Yeah,
I'll get you some cues.
You. No, but
because he used
one,
to host the show too, but he's a musician now.
Who?
John Perkins. Was he not a host?
No,
no, that's John. No, that's Xander now. Right?
Oh, yeah.
I would like to give a shout out to Stefan. Hi, how are you?
And my bad. Stefan's gonna kick my ass. I always got him mixed.
Yeah.
I really do. I always got him mixed.
Xander Roy and his what is it? Afterlife Research.
Yeah, Xander Roy.
Shout out to you. You should call in. You know, there you go.
But the beauty here's
call
the beautiful thing.
All right,
here's
way.
The beautiful thing about the paranormal, and this is what we got.
Call when the rates are low.
I'm going to give a description of what's going on right now with the entertainment aspect of the paranormal, because I've heard it from enough people and read enough of it.
Yep.
And read up on enough people that this is the skinny on what's going on with paranormal. There's a lot of people who are trying to figure out what's going on with Discovery Channels, the Travel Channel, and all that. Well, Warner Brothers ended up buying that group, and they didn't dig all the paranormal shows. They thought there were too many of them, so they put the axe to the majority of them. We lost a lot of interesting, entertaining shows, but only like a couple or three are even still now going to be syndicated on Travel Channel and Discovery. That's an outside source.
Discovery.
But I'm going to tell you something. I'm actually happy about that. And by the way, those groups are going to YouTube, so if you want to find a lot of them, you can find their great works over. A good example is Dalen's
Project Fear.
Project Fear. That's Dakota Layton.
Dakota Layton.
The whole gang of Destination, or what was it? Destination Fear.
It was Destination Fear. Destination Fear, and now it's Project Fear.
That's correct. Great guys. You can find a lot of stuff that you're looking for on YouTube now. They're really
and
happy about it.
You had
What's
mentioned Dalen
one?
Dalen Spratt, who
Spratt.
Was
That's
with the Ghost Brothers.
Yeah,
and
Ghost
now
Brothers.
He's got his show on YouTube, The Graveyard Shift.
That's correct. Really great too. He goes to the graveyards. He's getting really good, really good hits on the Ghost Brothers and the EV, all that, you know, electromagnetic activity going on with the K2 meters and everything, and he's just getting electronic voice phenomenon all over the place. But with that being said, just remember that if you're confused about any of this in this field where you don't know where you stand or how you feel about it, or if you're too scared to deal with it, here's what I tell you. If you're too scared to deal with it, the first thing you should do is nothing. Don't even try to entertain yourself and bring yourself into it. You may have anxiety. You know, there's a lot of people who have anxiety, and they go to a ghost hunter, they go to an event, and then stuff starts coming down, and it freaks them out really bad, and then it's all negative. It throws negativity into the investigation because everybody's freaking out. So you got to bring a good vibe. If you're a seasoned investigator, I ain't got to tell you anything. You already know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're already on your game. But I've met a few people recently.
Yep. If you're a seasoned investigator, the worst thing to do is scream like a little bitch when the light gets flashed on at you.
Yeah.
But you know, you gotta check. You gotta check that shit at the door. You just gotta go in there with an open mind, and don't try to pressure anybody. Just let them have their own experience, and you know, like I've been a leader of a group, and you know, they just let them run there, and I'll come ask a question. Yeah, and I'll be like, if I'm at a location, you need to go ask that person that's over the location.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you know, the reason we do it is to gain answers mostly for ourselves, to further the field. And when we do reviews of evidence, this is what we call, this is what we think it is. It's not a matter of trying to force somebody else to believe
that's
the same
right.
way. It's like, this is
beautiful.
Okay. So you play an EVP and this is what I hear it saying, but that might not be what the next person hears.
Oh, and that's all the time. Lisa will play something, and you and I don't hear it. But then you'll hear it. If you listen, you got to listen and listen. And sometimes y'all think, I got a question out of the blue. Do y'all think that's because the message is directed differently to each person, or is it just that we're hearing
it
differently?
Check it out. I got a story that will fit right in. I was at Dawn's house in New Jersey, okay? So
shout out to Dawn.
Bye, Dawn. I was spending the weekend. Well, yes, we do love you. I was spending the weekend, and I got Frank had posted this EVP thing, and I forget what he heard. Okay. And when he sent it to me, I forget what it was at the moment, I was like, I don't hear that. So I played it for Dawn, and she goes, no, I hear what you hear, because on my phone, right? So then she pulled it up on her phone and pulled up Frank's audio, and it was completely like he heard.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Well, wow.
And yet I heard something totally, and we were cracking up.
I don't know, it just makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense, doesn't it? When I thought about it, it does. So we hear what's meant for us to hear, I gather.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's things I hear. Like today, we were running the bus. I was running the bus with Claudine, my roommate, today. And you know what? She got a good ear. Okay? So, she does. She has a good ear. They were rambling. You know what I mean? Sometimes I don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah.
No idea. You know what I mean? But at the same time, you know what I mean? You can hear, you know what I'm saying. Like, you might hear something, but then you'll say, oh, yeah, I do hear what you hear. But then you can still hear what you heard. You understand?
Exactly.
With the Frank audio, there was no going back. It was totally different.
I'm gonna share something somewhat private, but I gotta say it because of what you just said. And see, me and my brothers and my sister, my half brothers and my half sister, we really didn't see eye to eye later on in life. They all unfortunately passed away within 5 years of writing. They're all gone. And my mother as well.
Damn.
But I was testing one of my portal boxes, which, by the way, shout out to Tri-10 Paranormal. I'm going to start building more boxes. I'm going to start firing that up. I got enough to make 5 right now.
Right.
Enough parts
and
things to build 5 portal boxes. And anyway, I remember when I very first built the very first one, and I turned it on to test it. And I wanted to see if it was working. I had SB7 going on, and Danielle was sitting on the couch next to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just testing it. And I was like, hello, is anyone there? And then I heard Hot Rod.
Oh.
Hot Rod was my nickname that only my brothers and my sister knew.
Oh, wow. Holy
and not shit. Only that, not more than a minute and a half, I was conversing with what I believed to be my brothers and my sister all talking to me. And I'm going to tell you something.
We got a call. Hold on.
I had to shut it off.
Oh, we got a call.
I had to shut it off.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello?
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 Hey,
hello?
Welcome to Scanning the Frequencies. Hello?
Hello?
I'm on.
You're on.
You're on. Oh, cool. My name is Cameron. I just want to admit, that guy with the southern accent, he sounds like he probably meets dudes off Grindr and sucks dick in the parking lot. And no one knows about it except like his parents or something. That's why his dad kicked him out of the house or something. You big fucking faggot.
Oh, is this?
Oh, this is good.
Oh, this is
good,
Patrick.
Really?
I know who this is.
You do?
Yeah, it's either Patrick.
Y'all sound like a bunch of fucking idiots. You sound like you're fucking stupid as idiot. Like, what the fuck are you doing with your fucking life? Fucking live paranormal. Like, this shit isn't real. You're fucking stupid.
Hey,
you're fucking stupid as shit.
Wait, shut up.
Oh, yeah, you are. You're a fucking dumb idiot. You know this shit isn't real. You're just lying to yourself because, I don't know, it gives you something to grasp onto.
Really?
You can fucking laugh all you want.
You fucking laugh people like you who have no dick to even hold on to in the first fucking place.
Guys, okay, your name's Cameron. Where are you from?
Shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut the fuck up, you stupid bitch.
Fuck you, dickhead.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
fuck you.
Like
hey, fuck
no,
why?
No, shut up. Okay, but I can handle my shit, okay? Number one, shut up. All right? Number two.
Fuck you, you fucking dyke.
Who talking to? Oh, I know. Wow, you sound really familiar.
Yeah, no.
Sounds like he supports Trump.
Wait, he's calling from 303-264-4789.
Yeah, that's my fucking phone number. Fuck you. I mean, like, what the fuck? What, you think that makes you fucking tough? Reading, you think that gives you some advantage reading my fucking phone number on your stupid fucking show that no one else listens to?
Oh, you can't. You don't, look at you. All you can do is you hate you stupid moron.
Exactly.
I mean, listen, you want to call on the show? You want to give shit to somebody? Have a go fucking do something you like to do, man. Why you got to harass us? Why? Tell me. I want to know.
This is what I like to do. What you like to do is fucking stupid.
Okay, well, there you go.
You
know,
you're fucking
feel like a big man.
David.
Yeah.
David.
Yeah, it does. It makes you feel like a real fucking big man.
Who? I'm not a man.
No, he said I does because it makes me feel like a big man. You sound like a man, but I know you're not a man. You almost sound like a man.
I can I can fucking sing Eddie Vedder. So yeah, of course I got a low voice. Okay, but so what? Who cares? Anyway, so you called us to harass us, okay? And that's funny. I think it's hysterical. You sound young, though. You got to be in your early 20s, huh?
Yeah, I am. Right? I'm fucking, I'm 19.
Okay, well, I was
talking
to you.
Okay,
I got kids. I know, man. All right? But, you know, why you got to
be
I was
born after 9/11.
Yeah, so you were born like around 2000, 2002, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
No, it would have been somewhere after that.
Yeah, so. Well, see. Well, you never saw nothing paranormal whatsoever your whole life. Have you?
Yeah, anyway. You said, what kind of women are you into?
I'm not into women.
Well, you certainly
kind of
sound like you
are. Wait, what kind of women, what kind of women are you into?
The best question is what kind of woman would have him?
Yeah. No, I really
I like e-girls. Mostly, I'm into e-girls with blue hair.
Oh, you like the fake ones?
Wait, what about?
No,
music?
I'm you know, I'm just into like that kind of shit. You know, those kind of bitches. I like, you know, those dumb bitches you can use and reuse.
Oh.
Or no, you use and recycle.
Oh, you like those? Oh, well, you like those? Those, you know, those throwaway ones. You know, like, you know, fake ones on the internet.
Oh,
you're, fucking
you're not a lesbian.
Into.
You're just pissed because like you can't get a man. That's what's going on.
Dude, I don't need a fucking man. Hold on. I don't. Shut up. Everybody shut up, men. All right? I don't need a fucking man. Okay?
Oh, that's okay. Okay, so that's like. So,
I don't need.
Okay, that's. A, that's
I
no,
don't
no,
need
no, no, that's what I was saying. Like, at first, I thought you were a lesbian.
Right.
I think you still might be, but like, you're not. You say you're not a lesbian, but now
I
really. Oh, you
I
just say you don't
lesbian,
need a man.
I would
you are,
tell
like,
you. I don't
you're
care.
Just somewhere in that zone.
I was a lesbian, I tell you. I tell you if I was. So.
I don't know, that's like you're just somewhere
not
in that zone. You say you don't need a man because you can't get a man.
I don't
you're
want
like
one if I don't
Oprah
want
Winfrey.
One right now, okay? Now, if I want one, I want one. That's my choice. Nah, I don't know.
You're fucking Oprah Winfrey as bitch.
Oprah Winfrey? What the fuck?
No, I was saying, like, it's the same kind of mentality. That's why I like, can't get a man and you say you don't need a man. Like, I get it. It's okay.
You don't get nothing. That's the point.
Well, no.
Yeah, no, I don't get fucking nothing ever. That is true. Except for a fucking right hand,
like,
but, you know, who cares? You just, you gotta like, learn how to be happy with someone.
You're only 19.
And with that attitude,
wait,
yeah.
You're only 19. You got plenty of life ahead of you. Go enjoy it.
Yeah, if you don't like this, don't even entertain.
Yeah.
Man,
no,
just
I'm
move
serious.
On.
All kidding aside, enjoy it. Your life has just started, 19. Okay? Like, really, it's really just begun. All right.
Nah, dude, shit's already over. Shit's already over.
No,
you see what
over.
The fuck reality looks like nowadays? Like just fucking.
I know.
Fucking refugees and Venezuelans overrun the street and like.
Yo.
Yeah, no, this shit's over.
Dude,
this shit
you,
is done.
I guarantee
life, if
that
I live
you
for
live
5 years,
in the
I'm gonna be
somewhere.
Lucky.
Wait a minute. Yeah,
fucking fentanyl everywhere. That's
somewhere.
Probably gonna kill me.
But, dude, well, don't use it, and it won't. There. Okay.
Yeah, well,
you know,
I'm just saying, like, eventually you got to find, like, something to be happy with, you know, and it's not like you look outside, like, you see anything. I guess you people get happy because you believe in fake, stupid shit.
No, man.
Oh,
angry.
Okay.
No.
Yeah,
no,
like,
I,
you
listen,
ever seen anything? How would you know
I'm,
what we've done? You're going to quantify me, boy? You ain't been and done through the things I've been through. You ain't been through half of what I've been through. So since you want to educate me and you're only 19 fucking years old. Fuck you, and with my southern accent, stick that fucking attitude up your ass.
Yeah, dude,
okay,
yeah, fuck you, boy. Yeah, what the hell do you think you've been through?
You bitch.
Or what have you been through? Really, what have you? You say, you ain't been through half of what I've been through. What have you been through?
Wait a minute. What have
Name
you
it.
Been through?
I don't have to, say shit.
I'm asking
me,
him.
Man.
I'm asking him, what has he been through? What have you been through?
I'm not here to talk about that because I'm not the one who brought that up. He's the one who fucking said that. So, like, he's going to try and use that against me. He better be you know, fucking prepare to back up what the hell he's saying, okay? I'm not the one who said that fucking bullshit. Like, oh, you ain't been through what I've been through.
Explain to me
right,
when
yeah,
I felt
you,
that
you
I
wrote fucking
anyone.
That one out. Why
are
you fucking,
dude,
you
got about
30
seconds because I got to play some music. You know?
And what kind of fucking music? You're probably going to play some stupid, like REO Speedwagon or something. Fuck you.
Yeah.
No, no, actually.
All right, no,
no,
with
that
Mario.
Would be, we got to get some Mario now,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, right? No, no, we're not going to play that. If you knew the radio show at all, you'd know that already. So you know nothing about us. Bye.
Yeah.
There you go. Aha, bagged him. You see what I'm saying?
What kind of fuck?
Gonna...
Hey, block him now. Can you go in there and block him?
But I screenshot his number. Trust me. All right.
Yeah, but I think you can go in there and block him.
No, I can. If he calls, I'll just hang up. All right, I'm going to play some Eerie Glue, Tide, Turn the Tide, okay? Here we go. I'm playing this because this is our song. This can cheer us up, all right? Thank you, Bunt. All right. Did I just hear Petey Barr?
No.
I heard a dog bark. Hi. Listen. Okay, let's go over this. I want to tell you something. That phone call that we just got, okay?
Yeah.
That phone call that we just got, obviously the person doesn't listen to our show.
Right.
Or they wouldn't have said all that, right? So they were put to that position to call up by someone, probably. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And just let them know we don't give a flying fuck. Okay? That's the We were talking about the drama, were we not?
Oh, definitely.
All
and that's
right,
the thing.
There you go. Okay, so don't play, man.
For someone that young who has that kind of attitude, their opinion matters as much as fly shit.
It's not even about their age. Look, I know some kids in 20 years old.
He may not even be 19. He may be saying that he's 19.
No, he was young. No, he was
young.
But he
did have that young accent.
It was the attitude all the way, though.
No, but it was the voice. The voice was young. So, yeah. But the point is, that means it was a setup. Obviously,
it was a setup. Somebody, it was a hit job, is what it was. And somebody that knows somebody that doesn't like one of us.
And being there so fucking young, what does it tell you?
Yep. Yep.
All right, so come on, man. Don't fuck with me.
I'm not worried about it.
All right. Me either. Okay. Don't fuck with you, me, and others. We don't give a flying fuck. Okay. We're still going to be here, and you're still going to be talking shit. So, fuck you. All right. You know what I mean? That's the bottom line. Like, I really don't give a fuck.
But I don't know anybody anything. And this is the deal.
Yeah.
This is my stories I share on here with, what we've been through and the things we've done and the things that we share that we have done.
Right.
And I've dealt with enough of that nonsense growing up. I don't really care to deal with it anymore now. That's why we have the ability to block people.
Right.
And having his number is probably a positive thing because if he ever calls your phone directly,
he
it
probably,
may answer some questions.
Never mind that. He probably spoofed the number. That's why I know how these kids operate. So he probably spoofed the number, used a fake
number. But you know
number.
What we're doing? We're giving him the show. Let's continue.
Yeah, right.
So,
okay.
Question before show that I asked you guys.
What?
For anybody else listening, what does WD-40 actually stand for?
Oh, God.
There you go.
Oh, Lord.
Or what does it bend over for?
I'm going to start listening every day.
I'll call into the show previous call-in excluded. Call in if you think you know the answer.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. But anyway, so that was one thing. You wanted to ask me a question, remember?
Right.
Before the show started, you said you were going to ask me on the show? Remember what it was?
Oh, about money. About,
no.
Was it about? No. What was it?
No. They didn't say. Fabian.
Oh, no, I already did.
Oh, okay.
Did
that
you?
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I brought up the how does A&W root beer
oh God
quantify with Abraham Lincoln, man.
Oh my God.
See, I don't understand that. Where did that come from?
Every time I think of his beard and scratching it, it sounds like the fucking root beer fizzing in the damn cup. That's all I can.
When did you ever hear Abraham Lincoln scratch his beard?
I don't know, but beard scratching. It sounds like a beard scratching. I've heard people scratch their beard. All right. And he had the
Okay, can you hear that?
No, not right now. I'm not listening. Well,
was you opening a beer, bro?
No, I was scratching my beard.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I think that maybe possibly Abraham Lincoln wasn't his, clean beard all the time. He was fucking right. I mean, Civil War fucking beard. So,
back in that time frame.
Yeah.
Back in that day, dreadlocks were the thing because, you never washed your hair on a regular basis.
Right, right. Oh, my God. So, I don't know. But I'm glad. I mean, I could tell you, but the parent, William Howe. That's William fucking Howe. There you go. That's what I have to say.
Yeah, but in the pictures, he had clean hair.
William was clean. Yeah, he was clean. Yeah, he was a former dude. You know what I mean? In the picture, he does. Yep. He does.
Yeah.
So I know everybody's pissed off right now, but I'm not pissed off because I really don't care.
I'm not pissed off. I'm confused.
No.
The person obviously was put.
Oh,
it,
wait,
they
I
were
got
put,
a phone call. Hold on.
Okay. Is it the same one?
I don't think so. Hello?
I'm back in the air.
So, yo, so here's the thing this time, right? So I'm not actually 19, right?
Okay.
I'm actually 28 years old. And here's the reason I'm calling back.
Okay.
So here's, like, so really what I've been doing lately is, so I've been calling Blog Talk Radio the past couple of nights and shit, because, like, so I'm 28, I'm married. Right now I'm living with my wife in her home country of Brazil. And usually what I do at night is I smoke weed, but shit's been dry around here lately. And so I used to call back. Now, when I was like 13, 14, I used to call Blog Talk Radio. And I guess since I can't get stoned, this is what I've been doing to entertain myself. But
okay,
the thing
you're
is,
just
so.
Doing it as a joke. All right.
Well, yeah.
Can I ask you a question, man? Can I ask you a question?
You live in Brazil? Are you okay?
Well, I'm from the U.S., but I'm in Brazil, yeah.
Are you all right with the floods?
I'm all right with what?
I know there was a lot of the flooding going on.
Yeah, no, we're good with the floods. We're not in that region. I appreciate that.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear. Okay, so go on.
Oh, thank you. I do got to say, I don't know your name, lady. I do got to say, I do, what is it?
Lisa. Yeah.
Lisa. Okay, I do like how you were like, you didn't want to take shit, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
my wife was saying after she recommended, so she speaks English well, but she gets nervous talking to people who like aren't me or her friends, and she asked if
I
could find
someone. I don't
someone,
get nervous.
Like,
don't be nervous about that, though. Tell her not
well,
to be
not,
about
but,
that.
So she asked me if I could find some kind of similar broadcast or whatever. So she had a UFO experience at one point. I don't even know if that what you guys if
okay.
that's what you guys are into.
Oh really?
But
oh,
she
I
asked me
no,
if I could
I
find
know,
somewhere.
I know.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Where
I,
she
I've
could explain
so
it,
I get it.
So that she thought it would help her with like communicating. Is it okay if she communicates that here?
Sure. Oh, definitely.
Go ahead.
Come on, do it. Do it. Tell them. Tell these people.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello. So the first thing I wanted to say is that I do not agree with what my husband does.
It's fun.
It's
fun.
He thinks
it's
funny.
None
don't.
Of us agree with what men say.
No. Well, we got a little excitement, and I know with it.
Yep. So, yeah. So,
he's
hi,
a grown man. He does his things, and I do my thing, so... That's it.
Yeah, I got you. I know. I get it.
But I did
so,
have an excuse.
How are you?
He was a UFO. I do not believe he was. But I think it was.
Okay.
I don't know if it was a government or.
I mean, it was certainly a UFO.
It was really weird. So I was
right.
out camping with friends and some parents. I was like 14, 15.
Okay.
And since it was really hot and it was a very bright night. We were camping like without tent, just
right.
in the open.
Oh wow!
Okay.
Oh wow!
It was
okay.
Oh.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice. It was a nice area. It wasn't dangerous. It's busy. It was very
okay.
hot.
Okay. Okay. I got you. I can imagine.
It was really late at night. Everyone was sleeping already. But we started noticing, before we went to sleep, we noticed that there were two stars in the sky, one north, one in the south. And they didn't look like stars because they were, like, getting brighter and less brighter
oh,
at the
okay,
same time,
you.
Like in a rhythm. Like, they were, like,
mm-hmm.
flashing, and they were really up high in the sky, really high in the sky. But we
like
just
they
thought,
were communicating
well,
to each other? Flashing?
Kind
like
of, yeah. That's the impression we got.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But we just ignored, like, it could be stars, it could be whatever. I do not
mm-hmm.
think it was anything in a city because we were very far from, like, a town or a city or buildings, whatever.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
then later in the middle of the night, as everyone was sleeping, we started hearing this. Imagine a huge stone falling from the sky, like that noise,
oh,
like a cone.
Oh, yeah.
from the distance of the stars in the north and the south. And the noise started getting closer and closer from both sides. And we could feel the vibration, and we could feel even the wind as this huge thing was falling from the sky over and over again. But there was nothing. It was just a sound sensation.
Oh, and you didn't just so you didn't see it. Okay.
No, there was nothing falling. It was just the sound and the vibration. And as it was, it got so close that we thought whatever it was going to fall on top of us. Because that's how close it was.
Mm-hmm.
And we all got terrified, but we couldn't run. Like, I remember wanting to run away, but couldn't. Like, I was stuck.
Okay, gotcha.
And everyone felt the same, and then people started throwing up from being afraid. And
oh God, it was that bad, then, huh? Oh boy,
it was really bad. And I'm very
if people throwing up.
And when it
stopped, you were okay though, weren't you?
What was?
You were okay though. You were okay though, right?
No one was fine.
You wondered. Okay, that's it.
When this thing was supposed to fall on top of us, these two stars just took off. We just saw it going really high and disappeared.
Right up, straight up, right? Did it go like
straight up almost?
Yep. Right. Oh, wow. That is interesting.
You know what, when a firework goes up?
Yes.
Just like that, but they disappeared.
Oh wow! Yep, and then that, and everybody saw it, and everybody felt it, and everybody didn't know what the hell just happened, right?
It was like 10, 15 people, and we all saw it, we all were terrified.
How did you feel after?
That's crazy.
I mean, like, it's crazy that you had that experience. A lot of people have that, though. I mean, and especially when they shoot straight up in the air. I don't even know what to say because I can't think of any technology that can do that. You know, we don't have the capabilities to do that.
Humans don't have the capability to do any of that.
Yeah, unless we
Part of me wants to believe it was humans because I'm a little bit afraid. I do not like looking at the sky since that day.
I can imagine. Don't be scared, though.
Right.
It didn't hurt you, so don't be scared. You know, the sky's
beautiful
that
night.
It didn't hurt. It was really scary.
I know. But you had the experience, and a lot of people have it. So you're not alone in it, you know? I've had one, two, three.
You want to tell?
I have not. Yeah. Yep. Fabian has not had one. My cousin here has not had one. You know,
I don't think I've seen. Yeah, I haven't
David
seen one either.
Either.
Really.
Man, what a wonderful show this would have been earlier if we'd have just started with this story.
That's all right, dude.
The light phenomenon.
The incident happened. I don't know if you know about the Brazilian alien.
I've heard something. Tell me more.
I think it was late 90s, they allegedly found this body of a, couldn't figure out what it was.
The little one, right? Was it the little one?
Yes, that one.
I know. Yes, yes.
It was close to that place that happened.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Oh, that makes a difference.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah,
that changes the parameters a little bit.
I mean, they have come up with so many stories of that. Like, they still have that thing or whatever, and they've been testing it and everything like that from what I heard last time. And I don't know if they really came up with anything yet.
No one knows what happened with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think they have the little body. Somebody has the body, and they've tested it or something like that. I think it's the same one. I'm not sure, though. It might be a different one, which that would be really interesting.
There was a story like that, too.
What was it? I'm sorry?
Yeah. What did you say, David?
I was going to say there was a story similar to that about the little creature from Russia as well.
It was Russia? I don't remember.
Yeah, there was another one found in Russia. Mm-hmm. The government, of course, has the body,
mm-hmm.
and nobody has heard anything from it or about it since then. But that's the way governments are going to run. If they find something
they don't understand,
they're going to hold on to it and give you the information they want you to get.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah,
they're
going to
say a damn thing.
Well, isn't that true, though?
But, yeah, I mean,
the official explanation the government gave was that there are many caves in this place. And that it was a it was a new species of whatever was living in this cage.
The girls that found it
were terrified, and they experienced burns.
I thought they also said it was a homeless person.
Oh, they did?
They saw like a human figure on this abandoned lot.
They said it was a homeless person.
It was falling in this abandoned lot.
The show I was just watching the other night, and I can't remember the scientific term they have just given this new species of humanoid bipedal hominid creatures that they have found, but they're only on one island. As adults, they're only 3.5 feet tall. It was a show on archaeology.
Oh, cool beans.
I did not see that. Unless it's National Geographic or friggin' Smithsonian, I don't believe it half the time. You know that?
They had all the other ones right.
Yep.
Well, David, it kind of makes you think of Easter Island. You know, the statues, they all thought they were heads until they dug underneath them. And they found out they were standing little men.
During that same show, they also had another part of it where they had found a species of humans in northern Siberia that were roughly 8 to 9 feet tall.
Dude, I can imagine we shrunk. Look at that. My family's always been short.
What about those giant skeletons they found in that cave in Nevada too?
Nobody ever said anything about them after, did they? Nothing. I don't think so. Shit, they found it.
Has not been scientifically disputed anything like that.
They found a sword from 800 buried in Utah, I believe, and people have been running around here for a long ass time, okay? Because they dug it up. So you see what I mean? So we don't even know. We don't know what's out there. We really don't know.
And that's the thing with this planet. So much of it is still undiscovered and uninhabited.
I mean, yeah,
you never know what you're going to find.
Yeah.
Even went
to the very bottom of the ocean. Yeah.
Even here in the United States, like out in Oklahoma, in the Oxbow region, how much of that has been fully explored? 1.3%?
We got to watch what old, like, everybody's having such bad wildfire, including Brazil. I mean, it's been crazy. You know what I mean? Everywhere it's having flooding and wildfires.
Does Brazil have that cryptid down there called the Teke Teke, or is that another country?
Brazil is the only country down here that was not colonized by Spain, so that sounds like it's Spanish.
Yep, exactly.
Y'all are Portuguese, correct?
I tell you, it's so beautiful from what I've seen in Brazil.
We do speak Portuguese here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's different from Portugal.
Brazil
is beautiful. I mean, I know. I've seen pictures. I mean, I've never been anywhere but the United States yet. But
Is that where they have Snake Island down there near Sao Paulo? Is that in Brazil?
Yeah, Sao Paulo is the biggest
city.
The
Snake Island's in Sao Paulo.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a wicked place, man.
Oh, my God.
It's
I'm
the
so
very
tiny
one.
Back.
Yeah, we're at the four-minute warning.
I know. I'm so glad you guys called back, and you are welcome to call in any time. And, dude, you're playing.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry again. It's
you did well.
Most people
that's
hang up
okay.
in, like, 15 seconds, and, like, I can't just, like,
no, I knew.
Stop. But I did feel bad, you know, like.
We're all Gen X. We don't back down.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I knew. You heard me talking to you, right? I kind of had this vibe. This wasn't you. Like your personality. I did. You know? So good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you called.
Honestly,
you guys are
like, I can testify.
David,
it was the only time he. It was the only time people did not just hang up on him.
Yeah. I definitely respected that, like, see, most people I just call them, like, well, things that, like, are not, like, cool to say in modern society anymore, and then they just hang it, but no, that's cool.
See,
definitely some respect in the banter, and then y'all are cool. Y'all are definitely cool.
All right,
thanks,
you are
man.
Welcome. We got to go because we got a 2-minute warning coming up.
Yeah.
But you are welcome to call
okay.
back anytime. It's your stories, and you and your wife, you know, have
paranormal stories.
Wait,
if you don't believe in it, that's fine. But you can call anytime and just talk with what you do believe in.
How long you been married? You two.
Wait, how long what?
How long have you been married? That you've been married a long time, you guys? Or.
Couple years.
New?
Yeah,
almost.
Ah, well, that's great. Okay, that's fantastic.
Thank you.
All right, we're gonna say good night, and you're welcome to call back
good night.
Anytime. Okay.
All
right.
Thank you.
I called you.
I just roached my freaking coil. Oh my God.
I knew it was like something where it was different. Yeah. So he just.
You know what? We
need
that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we damn well did.
We needed
because,
that.
Everything's so copacetic.
We needed
wait
something.
A minute.
Superchargers.
Check it out. We also proved the point.
He did.
Even if somebody caresses, you can still make things work. So people in the paranormal field, stop fucking fighting, man.
Yeah. Did you see how we handled that?
Yes, exactly. And it's beautiful. And I hope they call back.
I didn't even think of that.
I loved her story.
Did you hear what we got out of that? That was a that was a wonderful story, man.
All right, yes. And
shout
great.
Out to whatever her name was. That was wonderful.
Wonderful. It's a wonderful
delicious story.
A wonderful, they're two wonderful people. He's just messing around.
Yeah, he's
and,
just fucking
and,
with
and,
oh,
and,
shit.
And, you know, and it just it worked out perfect, you know? And I would like to hear back from him, see how they're doing. And the story was phenomenal, you know?
Right.
So it's worth it. And thank you guys. If you're listening, thank you guys for calling back.
That's one that's going to make
you
think about a couple
of
things.
Shout out to Brazil. What a beautiful place. Beautiful country.
Beautiful
and their wax.
Yep.
And shout out to Lisa. Shout out to David. Shout out to everything that's beautiful.
Yes.
And shout
out
to Power World.
The world. Needs
shout
love.
Out. Shout
love.
Out to
the world
Queen
is
love.
A vampire.
Oh,
Sean James,
yeah,
Sean James is coming out with a deluxe version of his album. Okay.
Hey, Lisa.
All right, what?
I got something to say.
What?
It's better to burn out than to fade away.
Fade away. Neil Young, man. All right. It's not a Kurt Cobain quote, people. He got it from Neil Young. He stole his quote. Okay.
Okay.
Kurt was
all right. Well, everybody, thanks for listening to Live Paranormal. It was a little spicy tonight. We really appreciate it.
Yes, and
thanks to our
out.
New guests.
Yes, and thank you.
And the excellent story. And we got about 10 seconds to go, everybody. Y'all have a great rest of your week. Rock on.
She's yelling at us. 10, 9.
10 seconds.
Guys, we'll see you next week. And I don't know if we're having a guest yet, but we'll find out. Okay?
I don't know.
Good night, guys. All right, bye.
Later on. Be
good
careful.
Night.
Bye. Bye.